Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, and Scott Spears, along with you here on this Thursday morning, October the 20th, 2022, 11 minutes past the hour, 31 degrees and sunny skies. Well, we did get below the freezing mark last night. There was a lot of talk about that. Were we going to get below the freezing mark? Well, guess what? We did. 31 degrees. Currently, which means it was probably a little colder through the night. So, but I don't know if we had a frost or not. I really don't know, because I park in a garage, so I did not see any frost on the ground, but I might not have been looking in the right places. So it's definitely a chilly morning here in Marion. I love the date today, October the 20th, 2022. So it's 10-20-22. As we move right along here on the show this morning, do dates ever just fascinate you? 10-20-22. Now, we're supposed to have a guest here in the first hour, and if you listened to the program yesterday, you heard all of the problems that I was having. The guest that was supposed to be on today, which I hope they will join us here in the next few minutes, I thought was supposed to be on yesterday at this time. So that didn't happen. And then we had Nan Whaley on yesterday at 8:45. And I thought she was supposed to come on at 9:45. So all we learned yesterday is that I really need a secretary or a better calendar. I have no idea. But I did check this morning, and this guest was definitely scheduled for this morning, Thursday at 8:15. Now, I'm getting a little nervous because they were supposed to call in at 8:10. That was the conversation we had, so I have not heard from them yet, but maybe there was a little miscommunication there and they are going to call in at 8:15. So let's hope that's what happens here in the next few minutes. But 31 degrees, sunny skies, it is almost the end of the week. How about that? Only one more day left in the week after this. Can you believe that? They're just flying right by here in the month of October. Before you know it, we'll be into the month of November, and Thanksgiving will be upon us. And dare we say it, not too long after that, Christmas, and then 2023. How many days are left in this particular year? Not too many at this point. So 2023 is not far off. That is so hard for me to believe. I know we say it every year. We say, boy, that year flew by. But boy, this year, I couldn't even tell you how fast it feels it flew by. It just seems like yesterday we were ringing in the new year of 2022. But soon enough, less than 3 months, we will be into 2023. And boy, is it dark in the morning. You know, I think I've mentioned that every morning this week, but it is dark at least when I get up in the morning at 7:30-ish, 7 o'clock. It's very dark outside. I get up before 7:30 now that I think about it. If I got up at 7:30, highly unlikely I'd be before this microphone at 8:10 after going to McDonald's in the morning to get a large diet soda. But that being said, it's definitely dark in the morning. Dark and cold this morning. Boy, that's a good combination, isn't it? Dark and cold. Well, let's see here. We're at 8:15, and no call yet. So let's see what's going on here. See if we can track down the person. Hopefully we can, because this is somebody I would really like to talk to, and this was actually set up through a third party, so maybe that's the problem at this particular point, but we hope we are able to work that out here in the next few minutes, because there's a lot to talk about, to be honest with you, going on in Ohio right now. By the way, if there's anybody out there who has anything they'd like to bring to the table this morning, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That would be the number to call. 740-751-4038. I don't think I have had a week like this booking-wise in a long, long time. You know, normally, it goes pretty smooth. It is not quite as bad as it has been this week. And I'm not really sure what has caused all this trouble this week, but we're going to work through it, because that's what you have to do when you're doing a live show. And hopefully this person will show up on the radar here momentarily. But as I said, if there's anything on your... I'll tell you what I've enjoyed this week, by the way. What I have enjoyed is the people who we have not heard from in a while who have called in this week, and that is a lot of fun. Our friend Roger, who was an avid listener to the station, called in, I believe it was on Tuesday morning, said he was listening on his tablet, which is great, so it was good to hear from Roger. And yesterday we heard from one of our callers, who was a regular caller before, called in to talk about the fire levy going on here in Marion. Had a great conversation with her. Glad to know she's still out there. And, of course, Judy Summers has returned. And Sarah, we heard from yesterday, who entered some people in the fruitcake toss. And we haven't heard from Ryan or Trish, though, in a while. Hope they're doing okay out there. But it's always a lot of fun to hear from people who you have not heard from in a while. So, Roger, hey, Roger, if you're out there listening this morning, let us know you're out there. 740-751-4038. We certainly enjoy hearing from our listeners. Now, the fruitcake toss is really picking up steam. Now, yesterday would be what I would call a pickup steam day. December 15th at 7:10 is the fruitcake toss. Now, going in yesterday, we just had Pastor Whitaker, Buckeye Guy, and Fruitcake Lily in the competition. But yesterday we had some more nominations. Sarah is in the competition now. Judy Cressup, one of our longtime listeners, is in the competition. Ralph Thacker, if anybody can get a hold of him, he was our first fruitcake champion. So if anybody can get a hold of Ralph, let him know December 15th at 7:10 p.m. is the fruitcake toss, and he has been nominated again to be in the competition. Somebody nominated, I believe it was Sarah, nominated Glenn Coble. Now, I did send a message to Glenn, so we're just waiting for the response. I'm sure that will be no problem. Brandon was nominated yesterday by Sarah. And Angie was nominated yesterday by Sarah. And I did pass along the word to Angie, so everything is good there. So as we have it right now, we have how many people in this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 people in it, and we need to get at least 30. And as I've said, all you have to do is call in and nominate people. It is not a financial thing. Just make sure that they can be there at 7 p.m. on Thursday, December the 15th, to throw the fruitcake. And we'll find out who will be the third annual Fruitcake Toss Champion. Now, would anybody like to call in and nominate anybody this morning? Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. And remember, you can nominate people here at the station. Last year, most of us were in it. If I remember right, Linda was in it. I was in it. Adam was in it. Terry was in it. I believe Sean was in it. So most of us were in it last year, from my memory at this point, which my memory is a little shaky from day to day. But anybody who would like to be in it, just give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. You can nominate yourself. You can nominate somebody else, however you would like to do it. And we'll find out who will be the fruit cake toss champion this coming year for 2022 before the year is out. We're going to check here and see what in the world happened to our guest. Some mornings things go smoothly, and some mornings they do not go smoothly. Well, you know, yesterday we ended up talking about the fire levy here in Marion. Do you think it will pass coming up on November the 8th? We're down to 19 days now with this. I don't know. The conversation we had yesterday with the person who called in was really about people think of the... We need firefighters, we need police officers, and I'm trying to think of how I want to put this. Basically, the call was, we need these people. Is it a good idea not to have a new fire station? And if we just maybe went out to eat one time less or spend a little less here, the money for the new fire station would be made up on people's taxes. Because really what this is going to come down to in the end is people don't like new taxes. I don't think they ever have. And I think the more the inflation goes up, the bigger problem people have with this. And as I said yesterday, I feel what this is going to come down to is, have the firefighters convinced people that they need a new fire station? Because a few years ago, when I think it was the first consolidated fire group wanted to build a new fire station on Route 98, it did not pass. And I think it went down by a pretty good margin. And that would have been a big help because, you know, fire engines have to come from Caledonia over to Meyer and that side of town. And I just don't know if that got conveyed to the community well enough to where they wanted to vote that up. Clearly it didn't, because they voted it down by a pretty good margin. So I don't know if the firefighters here in Marion have convinced people to vote for the new fire station. I don't know. What do you think? Does anybody else have an opinion on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It's going to be interesting. And one of the reasons we're talking about it is to give it attention. You know, facts are facts, and people should make their decision on voting based on the facts. And hopefully people know the facts about the fire station here in Marion. How long it's been there, why it is not really as functional as it should be for the firefighters at this point. I don't know. That's kind of where we are with that. But phone lines are open if you have anything to say in regard to it. 740-751-4038. If I remember right, it was yesterday or the day before, I believe Judy called in and said she would probably not vote for it, or she thought it was going to go down. I can't remember which it was. I can't remember if she said she wasn't going to vote for it, but she did not think it would pass. I do remember that. Now, Mary sent us a message yesterday on Facebook and said that she had voted for it, and obviously our caller who called in yesterday was very much in favor of it. So it seems like people are in favor of it, but will it pass come November 8th? That's the big question. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any opinion when it comes to the fire levy coming up on November 8th here in Marion? Now, I haven't... hopefully, this is an interesting story. But here's something that happened to me yesterday. I was on my way home yesterday, and I had to stop and pick something up at a drive-thru. So I stopped at the drive-thru, and I don't go to this drive-thru very often, certainly not enough for people to know who I am. So I pull up to the drive-thru, and the lady running the drive-thru was busy doing something else. So she said, "Hold on, I'll be there in a second." And I said, "That's okay." So about 3, maybe 5 minutes later, she comes back with my items. And she says, "You're Scott, right?" And I said, "Yeah." And I thought, well, maybe she did remember my name from a previous time. And she says, "You know, I always remember your name because you have a radio voice." And I don't think this woman had ever listened to the radio station. I don't think she had any idea who I was. And I'm always confused by radio voice. And I'll tell you why. I always thought that a radio voice was a voice that was on the radio. Now, yes, my voice has been on the radio for quite a while in Marion, about 20 years. But if you've never heard me on the radio, you would not know that it was a radio voice. So I've always thought that radio voices were just voices that you heard on the radio. And if you hear them in person, you go, "Wow, you have a radio voice." Well, that's because you've heard it on the radio before. But this person clearly did not... she did not know I was on the radio. Let's say that. So I don't know what radio voice means, to be honest with you. Because I've never had any voice training in my life. I don't try to adapt my voice to the radio. I don't know what radio voice means. I don't know exactly what she's talking about. And that always mystifies me. But boy, it was eerie when she said, "You have a radio voice." Because I don't know who has a radio voice and who does not have a radio voice. It's interesting. If I was listening to people's voices all day long and I did not know what their occupation was, I could not say this person has a radio voice or that person doesn't have a radio voice. I would have no idea in the world what that was or was not. So does anybody have a good definition of radio voice? It was just an interesting outing yesterday. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any idea in the world what radio voice means? I don't know. I've tried to think about this several times because I've been told this several times in my life. I don't think it means deep. I don't think it's a deep voice. So I'm not sure what a radio voice is. If you know, you can let me know. 740-751-4038. But I just thought that was so weird yesterday that she remembered my name because she had equated it to my voice because she thought my voice was a radio voice. And it does turn out that I am on the radio. But the odd thing about this whole thing is that I never planned to be on the radio, never took a journalism or broadcasting class in my life, never had any kind of voice training in my life. So I don't know where it comes from, if it does come from somewhere. And who has a radio voice and who does not have a radio voice? You know, that's if you had to pick somebody here on the station who did not have a radio voice, who would that be? Or maybe just somebody in the media. Who has a radio voice and who does not have a radio voice? I really don't know. You know, there's something I wanted to talk about here this morning as well. Because I'm a little confused. I've brought this up before. Now, we went down last October, I think it was, to interview Colleen Marshall at Channel 4. Now, I believe at this point, Colleen Marshall is the longest-serving anchor person in Columbus, Ohio. I think Ben Gelber and Jim Ganahl have been there a little longer, but they're meteorologists, and so I think Colleen is the longest serving anchor person in Columbus, Ohio. And I went down and did the interview, thought it was a really good interview, brought it back. We played it here on the station. And I remember there being some comments on Facebook about Colleen Marshall being a very biased liberal reporter. And I was shocked to hear that. Now, I will say that I don't watch channel... I don't watch the local news in general because I'm usually out doing something. I don't watch the Channel 4, 6, or 10. But I remember seeing those comments and thinking, boy, that's a little strange because I had never seen that or thought of it. Then a couple weeks ago, she was chosen to moderate the debate between Tim Ryan and J.D. Vance. And again online, I saw some comments about, boy, that's the worst person you could choose to moderate that debate and blah, 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 because of her favoring one candidate over the other. And I thought, now, am I missing something? What is it that makes people think that she is for one side or the other? And I don't know what it is. I to this day, I don't know what it is. So if somebody can fill me in on that, I would love to hear it this morning. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open 32 minutes past the hour. What does all this mean? What is Colleen Marshall doing that is making people think that she is for one side over the other politically? Because when I interviewed her, I never got that impression at all. And I've seen her interview candidates from both sides of the aisle, and I've never noticed anything that seemed biased in any way. So I don't know what people are talking about. Does anybody have any idea what people are talking about when it comes to Colleen Marshall? Or does anybody know what a radio voice is? Those are our two big questions this morning. 740-751-4038. Can anybody shed any light on those two questions? We would love to hear from you. Remember, I'm working from the home studio this morning, so you'll have to dial me up at 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Do you know what radio voice means, and do you understand why people think Colleen Marshall has a bias when it comes to politics? I'll tell you, it's interesting because J.D. Vance and Tim Ryan would have had to both have agreed for her to be the moderator, so I don't think either one of them had a problem with her, so I don't know where the problem from the audience is coming. I don't know. If you know, let me know. 740-751-4038. I guess that's where we are here this morning. Also, any thoughts on the fire levy? We had a good conversation about that yesterday, and I would love to have a continuing conversation about that. 34 minutes past the hour. Also, we had Nan Whaley on yesterday, and I think it's very interesting right now that Governor DeWine, I believe, has a 17-point lead here in Ohio as of the USA Today poll, which I think came out on Tuesday. That is, it's just a big margin. And, you know, Nan came on and did what people usually do when they're confronted with polls and say that polls don't matter, polls can be wrong. And I'm interested to see here in about 19 days on Election Day what the results of that will be. Will they be closer to the polls, or will they be, as Nan Whaley said, different? I don't know. They might be different. Maybe there are a lot of people who have not voted before who are going to vote in this election. I think she alluded to that being a possibility, and also the idea that maybe more women would be voting because of issues that have happened over the last few months here in this country. So maybe that's what she's banking on when it comes to that. I just, the gap is so large, and I don't know what has caused that gap. You know, that's what amazes me. I don't ever remember a gubernatorial race, which is a big race in Ohio, where the gap was 17 points with only 19 days left. You know, usually the margin of error on these polls is like 2 to 5%. But 17%? My goodness. That is quite a gap. So, does anybody know? And it's not really about who you vote for. Does anybody know or have an idea as to why they think that gap is so large? 17%? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, you know, I'm looking at the fruitcake toss group right now. December 15th at 7 p.m. We've got Sarah and Judy Cressup. We've got Pastor Whitaker, Buckeye Guy, Fruitcake Lily, Ralph Thacker, Glenn Coble, Brandon, and Angie. Now, if this were the group right now, who would win the fruitcake toss? You know, I don't know. I would have to say that Buckeye Guy would probably have a pretty good shot. I think he's pretty much in shape and could probably whip that fruitcake down there. I think Pastor Whitaker would definitely have a shot at the fruitcake toss. I think certainly Ralph Thacker would have a shot. He was the first fruitcake champion. Glenn, I don't remember how Glenn did last year, but he had had a cocktail before he tossed the fruitcake, so that's up in the air. Depends on what happens this year, if somebody shows up and gives him another cocktail. I don't know. I really don't know who would be the odds-on favorite so far. My guess would be the odds-on favorite would be Ralph Thacker because he has won it in the past. But it's an interesting group. Sarah, Judy Cressup, Pastor Whitaker, Buckeye Guy, Fruitcake Lily, Ralph Thacker, Glenn Coble, Brandon, and Angie. What do you think? Have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, and we can try to sort all this out, as they say. Who might be the 2022 Fruitcake Champion? It's up in the air at this particular point. Was going through the Marion Star this morning, the local newspaper. Doesn't look like there's a whole lot of local things going on. There's some talk today about Honda's new battery plant and why it is important to Ohio's economy. I think we probably all understand why that is. Jobs are obviously good for the economy. A lot of sports news in the paper today. Well, and this is kind of interesting, but the city of Marion has missed the deadline for the 2021 fiscal audit. Now, we know we missed the deadline for the 2020 fiscal audit. I don't know if that ever got worked out. You know, I don't think we've ever gotten an answer on if the 2020 audit got worked out. But the 2021 audit apparently has not been worked out either. So now we've missed another deadline when it comes to audits here in Marion. Now, did anybody read this story this morning or can shed any light on it? It should be in the paper today. City of Marion misses deadline for 2021 fiscal audit. And does it mean anything? You know, at one point there was a lot of talk about services here in Marion, like the senior center and the public transportation possibly taking a hit because of these audits not being done right and the city not being able to apply for funds because the audits were not done right. Now, I don't hear as much talk about that as I once did, but who knows? All I know is what the headline reads here. City of Marion misses deadline for 2021 fiscal audit. So if you've read that in the newspaper this morning and understand what it says, or what it means. I don't know if the paper gives any implication as to what's going to happen now. Give me a buzz here, and we'll go through that. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. What else is on the agenda here this morning? Well, this is a little bit of good news, because this has been something I've been, jabbering away about here for about 3 weeks now. I do think tomorrow, being Friday, as near as I can tell, as of yesterday, I do think that Abby is going to be with us at 12:15 tomorrow. As near as I can tell, it looks like that's going to happen. So, there are two things about this that are important. Number one, I think her nose is now back in joint. You know, her nose was out of joint for about 2 weeks. And it seems like now maybe her nose is back in joint. And she'll be able to come in tomorrow. And also tomorrow, we will have the competition, a real competition, a winner, a loser, and we'll finally put this all behind us tomorrow and move on to new things. But, you know, this became quite a drama, about a three-week drama with Abby and her nose getting out of joint about, I still don't know what you call it. Maybe my miscount of how many push-ups she was doing, but I will tell you this. There are going to be no push-ups tomorrow because I don't want to do anything that has to do with counting or timing anybody. Because apparently when you count or time anybody, there can be trouble. There can be a disaster. So we're not doing anything timed, and we're not doing anything that involves counting. So you won't see that tomorrow, Friday. But you will see a competition, and we'll see if she can pull it off. Now, there's a good possibility she might be able to pull off a win. And then, you know, she's probably the type of person who would gloat. But, you know, well, that's one of those things you have to deal with. So tomorrow at 12:15, hopefully we'll be able to bring in this plane. Now, does anybody have an idea as to what we should do? Now, this became a big drama as well because, you know, it has to be something you can do in a studio, and it has to be something you can do while you're still at the microphones. So, does anybody have a good suggestion as to what should be done as a competition, hopefully tomorrow at 12:15, as we have built this up? 43 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. So that will be the big show tomorrow. We've also got some guests tomorrow morning that'll be a lot of fun. Hope you tune in starting at 8:15. And I think Linda Sims will also be there with us tomorrow, as near as I can tell. Unlike our guest this morning, who apparently evaporated. I don't know what happened to them. You know, I'm not going to say their name because hopefully we can get them rescheduled at some point. But I don't know what happened there. You know, I'm starting to think maybe this is less my fault. Now, yesterday, I was wrong because I did have it down on the wrong day. But today was definitely the right day. So what became of them, I have no idea. And have not heard back this morning. So it's really a mystery. All right, any ideas on anything this morning? Phone lines are open 44 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A lot of topics here. The fruitcake toss, anybody you want to enter into that? That is a big topic this morning. Any ideas on the article in the Marion Star? In which the city apparently has missed its deadline for the 2021 fiscal audit. Can anybody enlighten us on that story a little bit? Does anybody have any ideas about the competition that Abby and I could do tomorrow that would fit in a radio studio at 12:15? How do you think the fire levy is going to go here in Marion? Coming up on November 8th, do you think it will pass or not pass? And I think that's... Oh, what's a radio voice? I still don't know what a radio voice is. I don't know what a radio voice is, and I don't know why people think Colleen Marshall is biased. But if anybody has any input on any of that, I will be glad to hear. And you know, maybe it's something I've just missed. I don't know. Like I say, I don't watch the local news. A matter of fact, I couldn't even tell you the last time that I've ever sat down to watch the local news. It's probably been years. You know, I can get it on the antenna. I just am usually not around when it's on. So what is that? And is there anybody else in Ohio that this perceived bias is against? Is it just Colleen Marshall, or is there somebody else who people also think has a lean? I just don't know. It's always hard for me to understand that any journalist, and I'm not talking about commentators, I'm talking about journalists. I don't understand when people think journalists have a bias. Because here's what I think is happening when people think journalists have a bias. There are millions of studies done, well, let's say thousands of studies done, on if the media is biased. Okay, but what are the biases of the audience? I don't think there's ever been a study done about the bias of a listening audience when it comes to politics. Because if you think about it, let's say I would come in this morning, and let's say there would be a major news story on President Biden. And let's say it's negative. Let's say there was a big negative news story on President Biden. Well, he's the president of the United States, so of course I'm going to talk about it. So I would come on the air and I would tell you what the story was and we would talk about it. Well, here's my guess. The people who like Joe Biden would probably think that I was against him, because I did that story, which was negative to him. And the people who are against Joe Biden would probably like that I did that story. But there's no bias involved in it. It's just because it was news that day. So in most cases, I think that's how we get a news bias, why people think the media is biased. Certainly, if the media is doing a story on somebody you like, and it's a negative story, you probably think that the media is out to get that person, when really the media is not out trying to get that person. They're just reporting on what the news is that morning or that afternoon or that evening. So I think that might be what's happening with Colleen Marshall, although I don't know, because if there was an incident, I would love to hear about it. Again, 50 minutes past the hour here. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz and we can discuss whatever is on your mind. And I do want to remind people that Voice of the People with Linda Sims will come up this morning at 10 a.m. She'll be on through 12 noon. And then at 12:15 today until 1 p.m. we have Adam the Computer Guy. So good programming coming up today here on WGH Talk. All right. Any opinions on anything this morning? 740-751-4038. You know, the top headline right now on the MarionStar.com is the River Valley's girls soccer earns snowy win at Highland. And I heard about this game. It's great that the girls were able to win, but boy, was that a cold night on Tuesday to be out there playing soccer up in Highland. But good win for them. So the River Valley girls scored a win on Tuesday, a snowy win at Highland. I think the weather's supposed to be getting warmer now as time goes on. I know we had this cold snap here this week, but I think the weather is supposed to turn around and start getting warmer. So we'll see how that all shakes out. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Well, hey, guess what? We've come up from 31 degrees to 33 degrees. Mostly sunny skies. That's better than, below freezing. Well, we since this show has been on the air this morning, we have actually got above freezing. So this is a plus. We've went from 31 to 33 degrees. I wonder if there's anybody who does not have their heat on at this point. You know, I think when you dip down below 32 degrees, at that point, everybody probably more or less has their heat on. And I tell you, I know this time of year, I've said it before, racks people's heads. People get these migraine headaches because there is such change in the barometer. There is such change in the barometric pressure. And it just wreaks havoc with people's heads. It's awful if you suffer from migraines, because the month of October is probably one of the worst months for migraine sufferers. You know, does anybody out there have any tips on how to get through migraines? I'm sure there are people listening who suffer from migraines, and I'm sure there are people listening who have suffered from migraines. Is there anything you can do? Because this would be the time of year to talk about it. This is definitely the migraine time of year. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, you know, as I said earlier on in the program, I hope that Ryan and Trish are doing okay. We haven't heard from either one of them this week, and I know both of them are pretty avid listeners, so I hope they're doing well and just maybe listening to the program this week. Maybe they don't have any input on any of these subjects that we have gone down. And as I said also at the top of the program, it was good to pick back up Roger on Tuesday. He found us on his tablet, so I hope Roger's still out there listening every morning on his tablet now that he's found us again. And, that's just a... And yesterday, we had a caller at the end of the program who gave her opinion on the fire levy, and it was good to know that she's back out there. So, good things to hear voices we have not heard in a while. And as I said, you know, I hear from people during the day who say, you know, I enjoy listening to the program, who never call in. So there's that too. You know, people are at work. Some people are at work and can't call in. But they're out there listening, thank goodness. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any migraine remedies? You know, the severity of some people's migraines are horrible. You know, they have to go lay in a dark room. They've got to put a warm or cold towel on their head. I mean, it can just be awful. Ruin whatever you're doing that day. And I don't know how people work through this. You know, if you're a working person and you've got to get up and go in with that kind of pressure on your head or eyes or nose or wherever it's hitting you, that is unpleasant. Very, very, very unpleasant. And you know, the medicine has come a long way, but I don't think it's a complete cure for the migraines at this point. But I'm guessing with the way the temperature dropped again last night, that certainly could have happened. I'll tell you this, though. It was beautiful last night as far as sun goes. You know, we had such a rainy, drippy, gloomy Tuesday night that last night with the sun back out and it not being horribly cold, it was actually not a bad night last night. When I went out and walked, I was walking through the neighborhood and the trees are changing color. You know, you're seeing the reds and the light greens, different shades of green, and the oranges and all that. I mean, it's just really beautiful outside with the changing of the colors of the trees and things of nature. That's one of the great things about autumn, of course, is that, and when I go out and walk, you know, that's one of the things I definitely pay attention to this time of year, is the changing colors of the trees, the changing colors of the seasons of Ohio and the Midwest. You know what's funny, though? Anytime you talk to somebody about the weather this time of year, they always say, well, you know, that's Ohio weather. Well, yeah, it's always been Ohio weather. You know, October is a month where you're going to have days that are below 32, but you're also going to have days that are still in the 70s. That's just the way October is. You know, April is kind of similar, but last April was not like that at all, which is what made last year a very odd year when it came to temperatures. And I think it's what also made gardening last year kind of different than it had been before, because as I said, and until somebody proves me wrong here, which they certainly could, I don't think we had a frost in the month of May. You know, in May, we usually do get some kind of a frost. I don't think we had a frost this past May. And because of that, coincidentally because of that, I think, you know, it kind of went both ways. A lot of people's gardens were ruined, and a lot of people's grew bigger than they ever had grown before. Because they were able to start earlier, they didn't have to use fertilizer or Miracle-Gro or any of that stuff, and stuff was just popping up like crazy. So it went both ways last year when it came to gardening. And I think it was because of that early start to the season. I always say Mother's Day came early last year, and I think it was 90 degrees on Mother's Day. Now, it got cooler than 90 degrees in the month of May, but I don't think it got much cooler. And I think that really changed the atmosphere. Now, we're having a pretty typical October. This is what we normally get for October. You got to remember, it's October the 20th. So to have a day below freezing, you know, the first day below freezing in the autumn season coming October 20th, that's not terribly unusual. 58 minutes past the hour. You know, I every time I run down the people who listen to the show, I always forget some people. And I forgot John and Carolyn Heimlich the other day. I wanted to mention them. And, of course, Jeannie Evers listens out in Clarendon. There are a lot of people who listen, and I should have a list, you know, who are our regular listeners, callers are, because it's good to have that type of relationship with the people listening and calling in. So I know they're listening. I hope John and Carolyn are doing fine out there this morning. I know they stay pretty busy. John does a lot. You know, I believe John and Carolyn volunteer at the polls, the voting polls. I wonder if they'll be doing that again this year, come November the 8th. I believe November the 8th is Election Day. And, of course, we'll have election coverage here on the station. 59 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. We're going to take a break here, come back with more programming, and apparently our guest has bit the dust here this morning. Hopefully we'll find out why our guest bit the dust in hour number one and maybe try to reschedule them. But we're kind of 0-2 for this guest. Oh, and the Guardians are not going to the World Series. Boy, oh boy, I've seen a lot of news on that. You know, and I hate to say it, but I brought it up when they got into the World Series, I believe, last week. For some reason, they just have a tendency to choke. I don't know why. They did in the World Series a few years ago with the Cubs, and I think it happened again, and I'm sorry for all the Ohio fans. I was rooting right along with you there. All right, we're going to go to break, come back with much more. Stay tuned to WGH Talk.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place for legendary talk show host Larry King.
You were hurt when they gave you the 1 year. How did this make you feel when you got the news? 27 years